condos on the way to little condos in the world, there's strict to little condos in Albina. There's still condos just the same. There's a chic one and a spendy one and a transit-centered eco-friendly one. But they're all targeted at rich folks because they're all playing the game. And the people in the condos, they're just people like the rest of us, making choices in their budgets, compromising. Don't we all want a nice place that's convenient to a nice, interesting neighborhood? So developers line their pockets while the poor folks take the fall. With the sale of every condo, prices rising in the neighborhood. With the opening of every shoe shop, rents increasing, there's a link. Pricing out the working people who have grown up in the neighborhood and they're pushed out to the suburbs. It's ironic, don't you think? Gentrification on the ancient land we stole. At the end of the day, it's just another way that the rich maintain control. So when there's housing built in Portland, it should surely be affordable to the very working people who make the city work at all. And especially when the public subsidizes new development,